So Siobhan Joseph wants to know, how could she begin her business? She has some equipment, but she feels lost.
So the first thing you need to do is get leads. You're going to start getting leads so you can start getting customers, start getting paid. The quickest way is Google Places right now, which I think is just Google Maps profiles on there. You're going to get a Facebook Marketplace account, put up your stuff, put it for rent on there as well. And then you're going to go to Eventective, sign up for an account. It's free. Those three are free. And then once you get all that set up, we're going to power up with Google Ads, and we're going to do like whatever type of item you're selling. We'll do exact match just for now, just because you don't know very much. And then we'll do it through Google Ads or Bing Ads. So, Eddie, Google Places.
Oh, yeah.
What you think?
Yeah, Google Places. So if you feel comfortable, most people, they start off, you know, out of their garage because it's free and low overhead.
It's free.
Put your address there. But the only thing is, be prepared, because random people will go to your house and say, hey, is this, we'll just say Wizard Rentals or whatever. And it might be like 10 p.m. or something like that. And it's happened to me before because, you know, emergency, like I said, some people don't show up. And it's an emergency, and they're like, oh, this person's right up the street, and they said it's open 24-7, which I had it. And I was open 24-7 because I wanted to get the calls in no matter what, and so I can get the sale. But they decided just to come to my house and knock, and I made the sale, and I went and took care of it, and obviously an inconvenience fee. But if you feel comfortable for that, definitely put Google Places if you have your house. Now, if you have your own warehouse or shop, you know, those are easy wins because everybody – I mean, I use Google every day to look up where local restaurants are. The same thing with a customer that's looking for a rental. They're going to go on Google Places and look you up.
Yeah. I remember, what was the person was waiting outside in the car. They had a tinted car. And then they, like, jumped out with their kid or something. And he's like, what is going on?
Yeah, they jumped out on me. And I was like, oh, whoa. I don't owe anybody money. Hold on. I'm the wrong one.
So, you looking for Xavier? He lives over here.
Yeah.
So, also, too, if you don't, like you said, if you don't have the actual address, Anytime Mailbox, we've used it. We still use it pretty good. And there's, like, 15 different providers similar to that that will accept Google, so you can show up on your thing. And it's, like, $15 or $10 a month on there.
And then, basically, all they're going to do is you're going to go online, create an account, send it off to Google, and then they're going to verify it by sending you something in the mail to that address. They give you a code. You get that code, put it in there. And then once you get the code, they verify everything. I think on a couple, they had us take pictures because we had so many locations. They wanted to make sure.
Walk around. Or something.
Yeah, they'll say, hey, show me this. Take a picture of the front.
Like,
make sure that's actually you and not somebody else. And then you're on there.
Shirt off. It's like,
yeah, right? A little crazy stuff. But once you're on there, then you're good to go. But it's pretty simple. You just have to wait for that letter.
Yeah. And then you can't use a P.O. box. They will instantly decline that if you put a P.O. box. So don't do that. So the next one on here that we would want you to do is the Eventective one. This one is a free one as well. You're not going to get like a whole bunch of clients from here, but if you are fast and you're on this on a regular basis, you actually could probably convert probably 10 to 20% of every single lead you get. There will be a lot of leads. People will post what type of job they have. If you're willing to work with them on price, if you're just getting started, you'll get a lot of stuff from there. We do a little bit on that. Most of the stuff we do is for the actual venue, which we're in right now. That's what we do on those, and we get maybe one or two, or probably two or three bookings when we have it on there, on the plan we have for the most part. But let's get into Eddie's favorite, Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, Facebook, Freezy. But you've been exploring more with the the paid side on it. But everybody knows me that's been listening to the podcast. I like free stuff because I don't have anything to lose. But on Facebook, you can post like your services on Marketplace, totally free. And then you can even post in multiple cities. The only thing is Facebook has gotten really good, so they'll see it as a duplicate of a posting. So what you're going to have to do is change the wording up and change the pictures as well. But you can do that, and that would give you optimal like coverage, per se. If you just want to work out of one city, then just do it on the one city. But if you're able to stretch a little bit further so you can see more people, because a lot of times during the search on Marketplace, they'll put a zone. They'll put it like, we'll just say 5 mile radius or 10, or some people even go like 50. But the more postings that you have on different cities, you'll show up more in those postings. So yeah, it's totally free. Put keywords in there so that when people do look you up, you know, it's easier to find what you do offer. But yeah, it's totally free. But Xavier would know more on the paid side on that.
Yeah. Well, the paid side on Marketplace is not as good as the one on from you, from the studies we did. But just pure Facebook ads is wonderful. You can target down to every single thing, get people's birthdays. You can do some crazy stuff on there. But we won't say that part for another. That's a whole another.
That's too juicy that's for too this juicy. One.
That's too juicy for this one.
Right? Is it an ultimate checklist?
It is not an ultimate checklist because we're still doing the test.
Okay.
But once we do the testing, it will be, once it's finished, it'll be there on there. I think we need to spend like $10,000 on total. That's what, that was my kind of thing. I think we're like, I don't know, we're not spending too much. So I don't know where we're at, but we're not there. No, I know that.
Okay.
On there. So we can do all the results. Another thing with Facebook, you can post your services. Even it's going to say on there, don't post services. So just watch your wording. This is how you can use like the ChatGPT to spread out, get a whole bunch of different variations of it. Because technically, like, you can't get caught on that. Eddie's saying that because he's working it so much, he can type it without having an issue on there. So just beware of that one. The next thing is, like, once you get those three things down and you get down, like, kind of like your messaging, how you gonna talk to people, now it's time to actually spend some money and actually really put your marketing on steroids. This one we're going to get into Google Ads, Bing Ads, and run from there. Depending on what type of rentals you're doing, so if you're doing just basic chairs and tables and linens, then you'll do chair rentals, you'll do tables for rent or chairs for rent, and you'll do those kind of bases. You'll do that like a from a phrase match on there. So just put it on there. It'll be like brackets around it, not brackets, quotations. And then that'll just say anything that has these phrases will show up. And then anything that you see when you go through it, do negative keywords or something like that, which whole different subject. Listen to a different one of the videos on this. It'll have on there just keywords you don't want your stuff to show up with, and then you'll add those on there. We actually have a list. I'm going to put it down in the description so you can do that too. It'll be under the ultimate checklist. It should be in the ultimate checklist, now that I think about it, but we'll figure that out. So you can do that, and then that's just how you just bump it up. And generally, you kind of want to spend between 5 to, you know, 15, depending on how good you are, or 20. So for you'll spend 20% of the money that you spend will be from advertising costs, and the rest will be used for the rest of your businesses. And you'll work that as you get better and better and get more stuff, you'll be able to bring those numbers down. So I think ours are around like 17. So for every dollar we spend, we get about $17 back. That's kind of where we're kind of at when it comes to ads on there. But thank you so much for, you know, watching and listening. Thank you for the question. We really appreciate that. We actually got a response back I saw on one of the shorts that we did when we answered the questions. So please respond. Let us know if you need anything so we can get you taken care of. And then thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
And Eddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you.